Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Badil. Hello, Andreas. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thanks. Thanks for having us, Alexei. Very nice.
You're welcome. Morning, Halila. Morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
Good day, everybody.
Yeah, Jennifer, also nice to meet you too, as well.
Yes, I'm brand new to the group, still figuring everything out. So thank you for your patience.
No problem. Sure. So let's give one more minute. I guess Harry should join. Let's wait a little bit.
Alexei, I don't think here you'll be able to join.
Got it. All right. In this case, yeah, let's probably start here is Yugesh. Hello, Yugesh. All right.
Hello.
Let me share the screen. Give me a second, please. So, as I promised, let's review our progress for Sunflower CSP number one first. Yeah, I will show for you our board. How many tickets do we have? Our state of testing, our next steps, what still on our plate, right? So, and then I guess we can touch base the topic that Badil and Charlotte brought up together with Andreas related to like backporting some Trillium features to Sunflower. Okay, right. Okay, hope you should see my screen right now. Yeah, so here is our CSP number one board. I can copy paste into the chat to make sure they can review it offline later. Yeah, so right now we just gonna to start rollout of Sunflower for EBSCO clients soon. Yeah, so and our focus mostly to make sure that we can make this rollout quite smoothly. Yeah, so that's why I've got plenty of different like asks from FSC team from SysOps, how to make sure that deployment of Sunflower and migration from like a copy platform to Eureka will be smooth. Yeah, so at the same time, on previous week, yeah, we reviewed it together with Halila, Soba, list of P1 and P2s, which were still in open or in progress state, also which were pointed into CSP number 2 or 3, right? So, and some of them were like back to Sunflower CSP number 1. So here is example of mod search ticket. Also, we've got some tickets from UI stuff. Yeah, so, and also we are waiting for a fix from Stripe score. Yeah, Zach is working on it. Yeah, so it's related to forgot password username. So why we decided to include these tickets into CSP number 1? Yeah, because it just major process. Yeah, during upgrade from a copy to Eureka, users should reset their passwords. Yeah, that's why if this functionality by some reason doesn't work, yeah, so we should fix it. We cannot go with rollout without it. Yeah, is it just how to say cons of migration, users migration from permissions to capabilities. Yeah, this is why we need to reset the password. It's mandatory action after the migration from a copy to Eureka. Yeah, so that's why you can see that not all tickets are resolved. Yeah, so we've got some tickets, as I said, in Spitfire, in Striceforce team as well. Yeah, so that's why we just want to understand how much else time do we need. I talked today with Spitfire team, and it looks like, yeah, maybe Halila can correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like that work probably could be finished up to the end of this week. Yeah, so yeah, keeping fingers crossed. Yeah, I do not know what's about Zach's work. Yeah, Khalil, if you've got any fresh information, yeah, please let us know. But right now, what I'm aware of, that probably Zach should finish his work for Stripe score somewhere like tomorrow or on Wednesday, I don't know.
Hey everybody. Yeah, I would think he'll finish that work by the end of the week
I see.
at the latest.
I see. Yeah. So that's why let's slip into the testing. So we talked today with our QA team, and what we decided to do here, you can see that 53% of testing has been done. At the same time, huge piece of work still has not been started, and I will explain you why. Yeah, so you guys feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. So we are waiting for these tickets. So yeah, so which are pointed here, some of them related to mod search, some of them related to support of mod search changes in UI. Also, we've got changes in stripes. Yeah, so that's why here is a, I can say 50% of tests is just mostly the same regression that we want to run against consortia tenants. Yeah, so that's why I just want to wait until this work is finished, and then only trigger a rest of automated regression testing to make sure that we can cover it more effectively, right? So, and if some problems or some side effect will be discovered during testing, we can fix it, right? So just to make sure that such impactful changes will not stay without regression testing. So yeah, here it's just related to automation test scope. Yeah, so in terms of manual, I guess we're mostly done. Yeah, so here is some kind of manual regression test. We identified some issues, but still, I guess, yeah, so we'll have enough time just to figure out what's going on, maybe talk with developers and discuss how it could be fixed, or should it be fixed, or it's better to defer it in Flower CSP number 1. Just need to understand the impact. But in terms of testing, yeah, it looks like we are doing good. I do not see right now any red flags. Yeah, that's probably it from Sunflower CSP number one. Yeah, so I guess at the end of this week, we'll revise our development progress just to make sure that we can align it with key activities. Because right now, J date for Sunflower CSP number one is September 22nd. Yeah, so but at the end of this week, yeah, we'll or on Monday next week, we'll need to think up with QA teams, with developers, and try to understand how much else testing do we need to cover these changes, or and do we need additional week because like this week between September 15, oh no, yeah, between September 15 and September 22nd, it just our contingency reserve for any unexpected activities. Yeah, so and we will try to understand, do we need additional week to save our estimations to make sure that you can be focused on quality more or not. Yeah, so I guess next week we'll have more grasp about it. Yeah, so as that's probably it from my side regarding Sunflower CSP number one. If you have any questions, yeah, please go ahead. Okay, if no questions, yeah, let's move on to NLS topic. Yeah, related to backporting of Trillium features to a Sunflower release. Oh, I can see that Mike, Jakob, Jan, Gary joined. So welcome, guys. Yeah, so I guess within EBSCA and EPAM, we already experienced some kind of backporting features within RamSense release to support our like commitments to Library of Congress. Yeah, so what we need to do? First of all, we need to understand side effect of these changes, right? So we need to deep dive into testing activities, right? So need to understand what areas of functionality could be affected. Yeah, feel free to reach out to Gesh if you need any assistance from testing side. Yeah, so I guess Gesh will be able to assist you with identifying some areas of testing that need to be done in scope of preparation. Yeah, so I know that probably, yeah, Charlotte, please go ahead.
Yeah. So all new work has been tested in an internal NLS index data test environment, also tested in Folio Snapshot and tested in Eureka Snapshot.
It's cool.
So all of is that we are right now starting up writing all the test rail tickets into to be added into test rail, and all of those we will, you know, also test when we are doing the Bugfest test review for Sunflower, that given critical service patch we are to aim for. So we will have exactly the same procedure as if it had been Trillium release.
Yeah, that's
But
clear, Charlotte.
what we need is that the Vega and Volaris and Foliot, because we have also some work in inventory, need to release for us our new work and tell us what release version it is we are to use for a Sunflower critical service patch.
So,
Yeah.
I'm a little bit confused. Charlotte, you mentioned we'll have a bug fest for Sunflower. Sunflower, there's no plan for any bug fest or anything, right? Sunflower's already been shipped.
Of
And
course,
if
your
we,
guess, of course,
right.
but we are testing it as if it was a critical service patch. So we will go
Okay.
into the Sunflower Bugfest environment and test.
I see. That's what you mean.
And
Okay.
for going forward, we of course need all these test cases because this is also work we would test eventually for Trillium and Umbrella Leaf, etc., etc.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to understand. So your current changes are in the master branch, right? So they're in Trillium, right? And so all the testing you're doing currently is all in Trillium. Is that right?
Yeah, because we aimed for the Trillium
Yeah, exactly.
feature freeze now here in September 19.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. So and they're not part of CSP1. So if we were to backboard, we basically request us basically to put it in CSP1
No,
or
not
CSP2
CSP1,
actually, really.
two or
Yeah.
three.
Right.
One question I have, and I can see your hand, Kalila. One question I have is, if we maybe should, do one critical service patch two, because we could isolate all the work we have done for inventory in one, and then we could do the circulation related updates in critical service patch three. But it depends on what is the planned GA dates for the different critical service patches, because time is essential here. Time is essential for National Lab of Sweden's timeline. And sorry, Kalina.
Hey, Charlotte. So a couple of questions. One is with the new functionality, especially on the circulation side, is there a feature flag tied to that new functionality?
Currently, it is in scope for Trillium because the decision has not made yet. So right now, the release tag is Trillium to be decided.
Okay, so there's no some functionality that we have, some teams, they have a feature flag behind it to say whether it can be enabled for a tenant or not. And it sounds like there's no feature flag for some of this functionality.
No, because it's
Okay.
not just a National Lab of Sweden, it's a TEMU, it's a GBV, it's
Yeah,
several
yeah.
institutions waiting for this.
Yeah. There's we have feature flags, and so institutions can decide whether they want a feature on or off. I was just curious about that. And I think from the Vega Valaris and Fulajet, probably Spitfire standpoint too, it's just cutting the release, right? There's no additional work besides just cutting the release. All
Yeah,
right.
you can say moving it forward. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
And then the testing was just done on non-ECS, not on ECS. So the testing that you referenced is it was never tested on ECS, just non-ECS.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you just define, or I don't know, someone from NLS, the critical time, like dates, like we need to have functionality. Like, if you or someone on NLS, Charlotte, knows the key dates we need to have the functionality that the group delivered, like what are some of the key deadlines we need to have functionality in place for either bug fest and for production? Do you have a list of those timelines so that the when Alexei organizes the CSP dates, they kind of align with your deadlines too?
So I can chime. Bodil can chime
Yeah.
in.
I would say we felt very comfortable with the original timeline for Trillium, where Trillium would go live this autumn, and because we're planning to go live with our new library system next year in spring. We haven't decided on an exact date, but let's say late March. And so we were when developing these features, we were thinking they will be part of Trillium, and then we might be able to take advantage of a couple of CSPs as well to get a really stable Trillium version. But they are blockers for us. It has to do with our business processes. So I would say that all these functionalities are blockers to us. We will not be able to go live with our new system unless these are available in Folio.
And this is, and so ideally it's March of 2026. You want to be in production with Folio.
Yeah,
Okay. All right.
exactly. But that And that means, I mean, reasonably, that means that the flower version of Folio needs to been
Stable.
live for a few months, so that you can take advantage of the service packs and get a really stable version. So that's where we are. Yeah.
Is there any functionality that was developed by another team that you had expected or feel is required for your go live?
No, not apart from the work that the Clemming team is working on specifically for us. There's
Okay.
nice to haves, but not necessary things
Okay.
in the
Thank you.
Trillium release. So a specific service patch where we can backport the functionality would be sufficient for us.
And just one final question. Will you be on Okapi or Eureka? Go live.
We hope to go live with Eureka.
Okay.
We can get that working as a self-hosting library and stable enough. But that's the goal. Yes.
Thank you. Those were all my questions.
Thank you, Halila. So just to sum up, expectation for these features to be backported is middle of November. If my understanding is correct, just to be aligned with previously like announced dates for Trillium. Okay.
Can I ask,
And
would that be critical service patch 2 then, if the GA date now is September 22? Do we have a month cadence of these critical service patches?
So months for sure, or maybe 6 weeks. So we'll revise it once CSP1 be out. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Luxie, is the expectation that testing is going to be done by the EPAM QA?
I guess
I guess,
for what?
right?
Yeah. So for what? Like is related to this functionality because EPAM QAs are not aware about it. Yeah,
Right.
so yeah, Charlotte should conduct testing within her side, yeah, together with NLS people. I guess what we can do, we can notify them that after backport and release, all this functionality has been deployed to the bugfest, Sunflower bugfest, to make sure they can proceed with testing. Yeah, so and Charlotte, once you prepare some test cases in test rail, please let Yogesh and me know about it. We'll ask or like because usually Oleg Kurdyaev is responsible for building some kind of test plan, right? So for the testing, we just want to make sure that these test cases are included into this test plan for Sunflower CSP number 2.
Yeah. So Charlotte, please let us know. I guess we'll review.
But right now, other than going live sometime in March, is there any actual plan with maybe additional milestones that the library is trying to achieve or hit leading up to that point? Because it would be useful, because I'm assuming we're going to try and sit down and work out a set of deadlines or milestones so we can achieve whatever service pack is required to make sure the NLS gets what they need and when they need it.
So we are doing in parallel with the development, also data migration and the viewfind implementation. And both of those tracks are, going well. So we are very comfortable around those pieces. But was a little bit taken by surprise that Trillium is to be a major deletion a de delay.
So Charlotte, no milestones or dates of any kind. It's just March sometime or the middle of March.
So that's the go live date, yes. And but we are, we are progressing well with all the other tasks, which is part of a data migration, of course. So we do not, we don't, we are not anticipating that we are to be delayed with neither data migration nor the viewfind development.
So I guess my question is, I mean, I'm assuming the service pack becoming available and installable the day before the library goes live would not be a good situation. So what are the dates leading up to go live that are important?
Okay, I got your question
Right.
then. We have anticipated around hopefully 6 months where we had the Trillium release out and be able to test all workflows by that time. So of course we cannot, we are not aiming for a critical service patch coming out next year. It must be. I'd say if CSP number one is coming out with GA date September 22nd, then hopefully it should be end of October. But if early November is a possibility, then we are, it's being that's give us less than 5 months for the complete test of everything.
So, what I think, Charlotte, I think what you mentioned was the time, or I think, is it Bodhi? That did I pronounce your name properly? Okay, I believe, you said that you want to go live in March, but you were very comfortable with the previous Trillium time frame. So,
Yes.
that time frame was to go live with functionality, I think, oh my gosh, was it late October? Was the original date early November? October, November, December, March. So that was a little bit around 5 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Yeah.
So we're, for example, we're working right now on we're self-hosting, so we're working on setting up our Kubernetes or OpenShift environment and to finalizing that. And we have several test environments in, but they are the local ones here at the NLS are still in a copy. But as soon as we get Eureka up and running properly, we will be installing Sunflower, of course, and then we will just follow and installing the CSPs. So that it will be tight, but we feel confident we can do it.
So if we so what I think from a CSP standpoint, we need to make sure we have all the functionality that the Clemming team has implemented. We need to have that in place, probably if it's okay, by the middle of October. And then that gives you time in Sunflower Bug Fest to test that functionality. That gives you hopefully maybe 2 or so weeks or more than that, right? And then we have that functionality. Then you have it, hopefully, like you said, Eureka's working for you. And then hopefully by middle of November, you have it deployed to your environment so that you can then begin to do additional testing and start getting prepared for go live. And then from November till a certain period of time, I would think I'm doing some math in February, you're doing t hopefully you're doing testing November, December, and January. And then maybe during that period there's another CSP, and then maybe there's another CSP, maybe in February, so that you guys are ready for March, but that seems like the ideal dates. But does that make sense as far as timeline, dates for you for your team?
Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely doable.
All right.
Absolutely.
So we don't know what the CSP numbers are. We just know that the CSP, there needs to be a CSP done by the middle of October that gets deployed into Sunflower Bug Fest. You have time to test, and then you can then deploy it at some point, in the middle of November. Do your testing. Know that there's probably going to be a few more CSPs if you find some issues that are showstopping. And we should just make sure we have that all buttoned up by early February at the latest, so you have a stable, stable environment for your go live.
So to me, it sounds like we should aim for critical service patch number two and not number three. Because then number three could be if there's anything where we need to do a little bit extra work. I don't know what it could be, but it's the sooner the better.
Yeah, Charlotte. Khalil and Harry just trying to say that would be great if you can't probably visualize this, right? So just to make sure that we can also support you within this time frame that is required for you know.
I think, Charlotte, I think it sounds like we're all in agreement around the time frame. Maybe just need to put it in writing. And
Sure.
I'm happy to start it, or you can if you want, it's up to you.
Bodil, Andreas, and I, we can do a timeline because
Okay.
we have all the documents already.
Thank you so
Yeah.
much.
And I think that'll work. And then I think you're right. It sounds like there's some work that needs to go in the CSP too. And maybe after we see your timelines, I'm going to throw some out here. Maybe there's a special CSP just to get the remaining work in that's specific to the circulation work, Charlotte. Maybe it's just its own CSP.
But I'd say we need the circulation things also in early because that's the
Yes, I hear
crucial
you.
thing.
No,
That's the
I hear
most
you.
important stuff.
Yes,
No,
yes.
I hear you. I'm saying that it depending on the timing, maybe we have to have a special one so it gets in earlier and we don't wait. It's just, if maybe it goes in 2 weeks after CSP2 and we are not waiting for some other CSP with a bunch of other stuff, maybe it's just the NLS stuff. I'm just saying
So
that to get it in as early as possible.
that was actually the original suggestion to Oleksii that we simply did a Sunflower NLS service patch where we had all our work included and not included in the critical service patches. But if you, whatever you prefer, but if we can get
Get in as
things
soon as possible.
rolling, without, and then you can say, decisions around when Trillium then is to be released. Then it's not NLS putting pressure on that we need it now. Okay.
So I think it's kind of now getting those timelines and Alexi doing his magic planning to figure this all out, because
Sure.
it's
Yeah.
a
So
lot.
let's. Yeah, as sum up, right? So let's agree the following, right? So right now we are releasing CSP1, and we are triggering right now preparation for NLS backport into CSP2, Sunflower CSP2. In parallel, Charlotte, together with Bodil and Andreas, you will prepare some kind of rollout plan, which is essential for you just to make sure that we can align your goals with our CSP's plan, okay? And I guess we can discuss your plan on next RMS group in 2 weeks. Will it be
Yes,
fine?
fine.
Okay, cool. In this case, guys, need to drop off. Thank you so much for this fruitful discussion. I hope that what we agreed today is helpful for NLS first. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Have a
Yeah.
great rest of your day.
Bye.
Yeah,
Bye.
cheers. Bye bye.
See you.